proclamation number 3950 dated the January 2, 1947. Reason and forces of Earth's disintegration, nuclear energy. All conditions for the creation of a new Earth after being placed before the old Earth will be disintegrated, that is, before a total change of its outer shape can take place. The Earth effectively has to go through a disintegration process which releases all spiritual substances bound therein so that they can take on new forms and creations which enable their continued development. Thus the process of final devastation has to be so powerful that one can speak of a total disintegration of matter. This cannot just apply to individual stretches of land, but eruptions have to take place within the Earth's core which will spread into all directions, so that the whole of the Earth's surface will be affected, that therefore nothing will remain of what previously existed but that everything will be dissolved into their smallest components. And this will be caused by people themselves. They will become embroiled in a scientific area which is beyond their intellectual capacity. They don't know the natural laws and their effects to enable their investigation of such an area, and thus they will activate forces which they themselves will be unable to control. However, I will not stop them, for even this human will underlies my eternal plan of salvation. Because the period of time the souls were granted for their salvation will then also have expired. Thus the process of the final destruction will indeed be triggered by human will, yet it also corresponds to my will in so far as that it will guarantee an assured progress for the spirits which are still bound in hard forms and long to become active, or I could let the experiments fail in order to divert people's plans. Hence the tests will take place locally, yet they will have no boundary because the released power can no longer be stemmed, and thus its elementary effect will spread into all directions. For the Earth is a limited region, whereas the activated force knows no boundary and everything affected by it will fall prey to it. The consequences of this process are not conceivable to you humans. Besides, it will happen within a space of time which will rob you of all thoughts, unless you belong to the small flock of my own who observe the last work of destruction, because it is my will that they shall witness the end of this earth. But you can get a faint idea if you imagine an explosion taking place which leaves nothing that is assembled in existence, which thus totally destroys everything and dissolves it into smallest atoms. Yet preceding this process, which only takes a few moments, are tremors and outbreaks of fire which completely suffice to throw people into utter panic because they are facing certain death. And now it can also be understood that nothing can stay behind, that no creation will continue to exist, but that only matter dissolved into smallest atoms will remain, which will be shaped again by my will and my might into unimaginable creations in which the spirit's process of development will continue. And again there will be creations in various degrees of solidity, yet the hardest matter will shelter the spiritual essence which had populated the old earth and completely ignored its spiritual development. For these souls cannot expect a continued development in the spiritual kingdom, they will have to take the path through the whole of creation again, and thus will begin a new era of development as soon as the time is fulfilled, as soon as human will insistently wants to release forces which require a different degree of spiritual maturity than the people at the end of this period of salvation possess, and who therefore will never express themselves constructively but only destructively. Amen.